Morning. We are here to worship the Lord this morning, for the Lord our God, our Father Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and shout for joy, giving God all the glory. Please look over the announcements and the activities for the week in page 6 in your bulletin. Highlight the Shalom Hog Roast next Sunday. That's going to happen at the south end of our building. That's open for the community. But we'll try and have the pastor preach a little shorter next Sunday so that you'd have time to get there before they all run out of food. I am not preaching, so I'm still going to be long-winded today. We keep making it closer to Thanksgiving, and we have our thank offering cups available out in the narthex. Please either continue to fill the one you have or pick one up for your use. And Josephine Short is with us this morning. And she turned 96 years of age yesterday. And I saw a big smile on her face earlier when she found out a granddaughter of the congregation has Josephine as her name. She has seen that smile on her face. So welcome. We have two special announcements. First from Pam.
Good morning. Well, after taking the summer off, game night is back. So we would like to make this a semi-regular event through the winter, spring months. So our next game night is going to be Saturday, October 22nd from 6 until 9. Future dates, please make notice they will be in the bulletin or the visitor. So we just want to invite everyone to come out on Saturday. Drinks will be provided. Bring a snack to share. Bring some games to play. And just be ready for some fun and some fellowship. Thanks.
Thank you. And now we have a video from Operation Christmas
Let
Child.
The little children come to me. Don't forbid them, for such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. Operation Christmas Child is a way for the little children to come to Almighty God.
That is the best gift of all, is becoming part of God's family.
The mission of Operation Christmas Child never changes. Children are coming to Jesus. Children are being discipled. And children are taking the gospel to the ends of the earth.
These children are brave and bold, not afraid, and they're not ashamed of the gospel. They're trained and equipped to go out and share their faith with others, and many times in areas where it's an unreached people group. The Bible tells us the time is now.
Let them come, Jesus said, let them come. And they're coming. They're coming by the millions.
Every single box represents the life of a young boy, a young girl, who will be touched by the gospel.
Jesus has come to give them light, that they do not need to be in the darkness, that they have hope, that they have joy. And it is our prayer that this glorious light of the gospel will flow among the nations and will fill our land with the knowledge of the glory of God.
Lord God Almighty desires to fulfill His redemptive plan for mankind in and through each of us and all of us. All of us are children of God. We share this incredible opportunity to take the gospel truly to the ends of the earth by gathering children to Jesus.
I believe this year for Operation Christmas Child, this may be the most important year, most important opportunity that we'll ever have to reach children in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray that God will use these shoebox gifts to make a difference in the children's life for eternity.
Good morning. I'm here to talk a little bit about Operation Christmas Child, which is kind of one of my passions. It takes a lot of good people to make that all happen. And I've been blessed to be able to go to North Carolina for like 6 years to help out. we are one of the biggest distribution centers in Charlotte, and sometimes there's at least 1,600 of us under roof at one time. And we work hard, but we have an awful lot of fun. And so throughout the day, we always stop several times and we pray over the boxes, and we many times have some gal will, or boy, man, they got the boxes when they were children, and they will tell their story of what that box, what the impact of that box was on them. And I said it was about the little boy that needed a coat, and he didn't have a coat, and here his box came with a coat in it. So, you know, that was kind of, I said, kind of like a God's wink moment. And the girl, there's a gal, and her brother and her both now work for Franklin for that Operation Christmas Child. And, of course, they didn't have much. There was 9 children in the family that lived in a 2-bedroom apartment. And I have met this gal a couple of times. Anyway, she got a Barbie doll, and her parents were very big on sharing. And so she took that doll down every day and gave it to a different girl to take home with her for the night. So that was pretty, you know, I don't know how well we would have shared if we didn't have dolls, and we probably wouldn't have trusted anybody to take our doll home for the night. I think the best one I ever heard was about the little boy that got the just a letter and a picture of a family, and his father was pretty upset because everybody's unwrapping all this other stuff, and he's just got this letter and this picture. And so after the father had grumbled quite a bit, they finally got him to write the letter to the people in the States. And the man in the States was a contractor, and he ended up building them a house. So they always say, don't mess with the integrity of the box, and that's one of the reasons right there. And then there was a girl that, I think she was 12 and actually from the Philippines, and she kept in touch with the family that gave her the box. And over the years, and finally she came to the States for college, and she met the family, and she fell in love with the son, and they got married. So, you know, we never know what's going to go on with those boxes. So to hear those stories throughout the week is wonderful. But we will go through 600 to 700,000 boxes in 1 week. So you work, but you have a lot of fun and meet some great people. So thank you.
Thank you, Judy. It's always good to hear some of those behind-the-scenes stories. Gathered together as people of God, I invite you to share the peace of Christ with one another.
Sing to the Lord, for he has
Hear this reading of scripture drawn from Psalm 51 and 70. O Lord, open my lips and my mouth will declare your praise. Hasten, O God, to save me. O Lord, come quickly to help me. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Let's bow in prayer. Lord, in this time of worship, we do pray that you would open our lips and our mouths, that we would glorify you. We would glorify you with our songs, with our words of prayer. We would glorify you in our daily lives. Lord, we come into this time both to acknowledge you and also to deepen our relationship with you. And we thank you for the revelation of your Son and the revelation of your Holy Word. In your name we pray, amen.
Let us rise together as we're able and sing Baptismal Waters Cover Me. You can find it as an insert in the bulletin or on the screen.
Psalm 111, the first three verses together. I will start and ask you to respond in the bold italicized print. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. In the company of the upright, in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord. Study
by all who delight in them.
Full of splendor and majesty is his work.
And his righteousness endures.
Responsive hymn is Fill My Cup, Lord, number 398 in the hymnal.
Thank you.
unless you're a child, for I invite you to come forward for the children's message. Got a seat? All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Everybody doing okay?
Yeah.
Good day so far? Okay. I was reading about a teacher who always told her students to keep their face forward. To keep your face forward. I want you to think about that. Isn't your face always looking forward?
Yeah.
I mean, turn around and look backwards. But now it's not backwards because your face is looking that way. You can turn back around. Keep your face forward. The teacher was trying to impress upon the children that they need to be watching where they're going. Whenever I walk down steps, I have to make sure I hit each step. And so I look down to make sure I'm going correctly. Whenever you're following a line of people, you kind of have to look and see where they're going to go. Keeping your face forward is a reminder that we have to look where we're going. In our Bible story from Luke this morning, Jesus, as he's walking along the road, he's keeping his face forward, looking at the city of Jerusalem. He was involved in public ministry for 3 years. And all day long, all year long, for those 3 years, he kept his face looking towards Jerusalem because he knew that's where he was going to hang on the cross. He knew that's where he was going to be buried. And he knew that that's where he was going to arise from the grave. And so he was looking forward at Jerusalem because that's why he came to earth. He came to show us that in the cross we have forgiveness of sin, and in the resurrection from the grave, we can have eternal life, salvation through Jesus. So wherever you go today, as you look forward, I want you to, you got great looking socks. As you look forward, I want you to always be thinking about where Jesus is. Jesus is in your heart, and he wants you to follow him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for these children. We delight in their presence and their joy of life, and we pray that they would continue to learn more about Jesus, that they would know him as their Savior. In Christ we pray, amen. Thanks for coming up this morning.
For our time of prayer this morning, we're going to do something like we did 2 Sundays ago, where we're going to alternate with a hymn with our prayers. The hymn is Lord of All Hopefulness, and it can be found in your bulletin or on the screen. We'll start with verse 1, have a prayer, verse 2, and so forth. So I invite you to sing with me verse 1 of Lord of All Hopefulness. We pray to you, gracious God, for all those who are in faith and for those who have recently come to faith. We ask that you protect each individual and guide our new brothers and sisters in the church, wherever it is found. We ask that you would lead our pastors to proclaim your word confidently, nurture us all with your word and with your gifts, that we would continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Savior. Lord, we pray this in your name. Amen. Lord Jesus, we ask that you'd be with all those who labor to grow and harvest crops, those who transport food and goods, those who build homes and provide shelters, those who have local stores and provide clothing and all our needs. Give them wisdom to meet the needs of the people around them and give them joy in their service. Lord, open the hearts of your people that they may become families of faith, sharing your love with this community. In your name we pray. Amen. We pray for those who struggle with long-term ills and those with sudden emergencies, those listed in our bulletin and those on our hearts and mind. We ask that you would strengthen them in their faith and hear their prayers for help. We ask that you'd be with all first responders, emergency technicians, doctors, nurses, and all those who use their gifts to relieve pain and restore health. And use us with all our various abilities and gifts to work for the common good. Lord, hear our prayer. Amen. Together the words that our Lord Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.